Blog Talk Radio
presents Applause Radio Show.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and tonight we have a great guest, actor, screenwriter, producer, Terry Ray. He's done just about everything, and I love him because he's so funny, and I can't wait to talk to him. So before we start, let's say thank you to our sponsors. Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, KWV Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntech Productions in Oka Harbor, New Jersey, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, Cloison Designs in New Jersey, Think Big Picture LLC in New York, The Observer Newspaper in Kearney, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, GenieBottles.com and H21 Hand Sanitizer. Mr. Terry Ray, how are you, sir? Thank you for joining me tonight.
I am excited to be here. I think we're going to have some fun here.
Oh, we're absolutely going to have fun here. Are you kidding me? Didn't you hear
that? That's what I'm signing up for.
Did you? Well, you signed up for that, but didn't you hear everybody's calling it the party show now?
Nice. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, I owe you a huge apology. Terry was supposed to join us when we did our celebration for Dawn Wells' life, and unfortunately, I had technical difficulties, and I realized, Terry, you know what? It was like a 3-hour show, and we should have called
the tour. It was like a minnow cruise, right?
Yeah, we should have called it the 3-hour tour. I didn't even realize it, you know? Oh, my God. But I am so sorry. I didn't know that I couldn't do three consecutive. Basically, the platform I use only allows me, I think, 120 minutes or something. I don't even know, but I had to create separate shows. I had to do part twos and part, and I was working on you to get on part three, and it only allowed me to do, I'm lucky it let me do the other one. I don't know how it let me do two, but it wouldn't let me do three. So, but I am so sorry. It would have been so great to have you on that night, and I am so sorry we couldn't get you on. So, but I'm happy. I'm so happy you're here tonight. So,
me too.
Now, let me ask you this, sir. I know you're in California now. Where are you originally from?
Ohio.
Really?
Yeah. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Ohio. I moved out here when what it's been like. It was a blizzard when I packed up a car that was. At one point, I had left burning on the freeway, but it still worked, so I kept driving it. But I got stuck in a blizzard, and I'd never been west of Arkansas. And I got stuck up to the windows. I didn't know where the road was anymore. And there was just a little light in the distance, and thank God. And so I walked towards that light, and I fell in some kind of hole. I got buried alive in snow, and this little voice in me was like, just relax, relax. And I'm like, wait a minute, that's a wrong voice. And so I like swam out of the snow and made it to this little town called San Juan, New Mexico, where they rescued me. And that's how I came to California. That's
you actually
just about froze to death.
It was an actual rescue story?
Yes. Yeah, I had to be rescued. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. How deep was the snow?
And I turned 25 during that process. I was just like, I was so late, and it was before cell phones, and I couldn't tell anybody where I was. I didn't know where I was.
Right, right.
It was crazy.
And how deep was the snow? Do you recall how deep it actually was?
Well, I think in places it had drifted quite high because I got stuck. I had to go out the windows of the car. I had no idea where the road was. There was no road. I was just driving, going, I wish I could find some kind of sign of civilization because I will stop. But I couldn't.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, I bet your mom or your dad or your parents said, see, we told you not to go.
Yeah. You know, I didn't tell them that. I'm not crazy.
Oh,
yeah.
You didn't tell them the story?
Not at the time.
Oh, my God. So who found you? I'm curious. Who found you?
Well, I got out of the snow. I would have froze to death. I was literally fell into some unknown hole where I was completely buried and didn't know which way was up or anything like that. And I just about fell asleep. Because the snow, you can't see anything. And then I thought, oh, wait a minute, I have to do something to get out of this hole or it's not going to go well. So I tried to move and swim, and I figured out which way was up, and I made it to a light, which was a little, I mean, and got rescued by the townspeople and put in the gymnasium, and they fed me for days, and I got out of there.
Oh, my God. What a story. Did you write about that? Did you ever write about that, like a comedy around that somehow?
I've never written that story. I mean, that's the very abbreviated version. I met a couple who were moving to Santa Barbara, and they were restaurant critics at the time. They were like eating their way across America, and I had never been I'd never eaten anything stronger than Taco Bell. And so we hooked up as driving together, which I was excited about, but every stop was a Mexican restaurant, and they had me order these crazy hot things. I was dying, and eventually, on my actual birthday, I'm like, I'm going to crap my pants. I think I'm going to crap my pants. I'm on the freeway driving, and there wasn't a rock or a tree to hide behind, and I didn't know these people. I'm not going to go like in the middle of the snow on the freeway.
Then
there was like 8 inches of ice holes in the road, and I hit a hole. And I pooped my pants in the car.
Oh, man.
On my birthday.
You are a mess.
To another Mexican restaurant, so I finally told them, I cannot eat this.
I can't eat this shit no more. I'm curious, one more thing. Did you go back to get the car ever, or no, it just stayed there forever?
Yeah, they dug it out and got a tractor to pull it out, yeah.
And now you'll never leave beautiful, sunny California again, not after that experience.
Not during the blizzard. No, thank you. I don't miss any of that.
Oh, my God. Well, thank God you survived, because if you didn't, we would have never gotten to see all the great things you've done. I loved your trailer. Unfortunately, I did not get to see Gaydar yet. So tell us about Gaydar.
Oh, Gaydar is fun. It was the first time I've been an actor forever, but Gaydar was the first time that I decided to write and create my own project with my friend Larry LaFond. And so we made this little short 20-minute film about a guy who finds this device at a yard sale that detects whether people are straight or gay on the homometer scale, and it creates havoc in his world. And Charles Nelson Reilly played my uncle in it, and it did so well. It was in 120 film festivals all over the world, which like 10 is good. This was in 120, and won a ton of awards. And it was even a few years ago, California Independent Film Festival named it one of the 20 best comedy shorts of all time.
Wow.
So, it spawned the Gaydar Gun toy, and that just sort of opened the door for me for a lot of things, because that reception on that silly little film was so great.
And I could see that online. I'm gathering.
Anybody can watch Gaydar on YouTube for free. You just go, the word Gaydar is so common, so you have to give it a Gaydar award-winning short film, and then you'll find it.
Well, I got to check out. Maybe I'll try tonight after a show. I need something to wind down. I've been, woof. I don't know how I'm doing it, but I did it. But now, you mentioned Charles Nelson Reilly, and what I love about your work is that you always – not always, but you do work a lot with my favorite all-time actors, and I love it. I mean, I love the spoof with Dawn Wells. She's still on that freaking island. That was so cute. That was so cute.
Thanks. Yeah, I love the stars that I grew up watching on TV.
Me too.
Yep. So that's what I really like to, like, I have a couple different things in the works right now where I'm working with old classic stars, and I love it. But Charles was my acting teacher. That was a complete thrill. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
He was the best, the best. And then Don Wells, I had been filming a show that I wrote with Lonnie Anderson called My Sister's So Gay. We can talk about that later. But
yes,
I just shot that, and I was at this event where Dawn had been in a project of a friend of mine, and she was there, and her manager heard me talking about the Lonnie Anderson show, and so he's like, "Would you like to meet Dawn?" And I was like, "Of course I would." So I go over, and he introduced me, and Dawn was like, "What? I want to read the script." And so I sent them the script, and they like called me and said, "Can we have a meeting with you?" And I'm like, "Sure." But I was driving to the meeting thinking, wait a minute, am I supposed to have an idea for a show or something? I mean, I didn't really realize what was supposed to happen at the meeting.
Right.
And so I thought, I was like, well, what if, and I'm just thinking as I'm driving there, like, I'm sure somebody said this. It's like, what if we do something where, like, Dawn is Marianne still sitting on that island, and I wash ashore and get to ask all the logic questions that everybody's ever wanted to ask and make that a little series. And she's like, nobody's ever said that before. Let's do it. And we just became really good friends. And I just loved Dawn. She was the best. I poker nights and I'd go watch TV with her. And it was just a great friendship. And it was a hard one to lose her. I just was so tough for that one. That was a hard one.
I know. But, I you don't know how disappointed I am that, you know, we were so close to having her on the show, and it would have been a thrill for me to get to speak to her as well. I mean, like you said, you're working with all your favorite people that you've grown up watching and listening to, and that's the opportunity I have here, and that's why I love it so much, because I get to hang out with these folks and including yourself, and, you know, meet everybody, and we have a great time and form a relationship, and I love it. I love it. There's nothing wrong with meeting people and talking and having a good time and just being kind to each other and enjoying each other's company, you know, so.
Amen. Yes. And Dawn had great stories. You would have loved talking to her. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sure. I know. Well, we were in the works, and I was told that she's a little under the weather, and next thing you know, I mean, I was like, oh my God. It's like, it was a shocker. I mean, she was the sweet, I didn't know her personally like you did, but I could just tell she was a sweetheart. You know, you could just tell. She just exuded it. You know,
she is sweet, but she was also really funny. I mean, like she, you know, she was just one of the gang too. So that was fun.
Right. Wow. And where can we see that too? Can we see that online too? She's still on that freaking island?
Totally free on YouTube. Yep, she's still on that freaking island. And there's two episodes. Yeah, we were going to do more, but we didn't get a chance to do more. But we got to do two of them. And so there's two. Yeah.
They're fairly recent, Tara? They're fairly recent?
Can't remember. I think the first one was maybe 2015. And the second one was maybe 2017. So, and then she did another show of mine. She did TV Therapy too, which is I think the last thing she did.
Oh, really? And what was that about? What's that about, TV Therapy?
TV Therapy. Now, talking about getting to hang with your classic stars. That is something I thought of before COVID. So we shot two episodes. We shot one with Dawn and one with Tabitha from Bewitched, Aaron Murphy.
Murphy, yeah.
And what it is, it's a therapy session with a classic television character played by the actor did them originally in therapy now, with all the issues that they would have had from their show, all the issues that they would have present day. And it's so fun to do. I get to write the scripts and you know, play the doctor, and those are, I'm having the best time. I just did one last week with Timmy from Lassie, John Provost. They're crazy fun. I've done, of course, the two I told you, Dawn and Aaron, and I did Kathy Garver from Family Affair, who I know, you know, she was on your show recently. Butch Patrick from The Monsters.
Yes, he's been on too.
And who else did I do? I did Bob Bergen as Porky Pig. He's the voice of Porky Pig.
Oh, and, I didn't know that.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, he was therapy as thinking, for me, my character was like, this man thinks he's a pig, but, you know, he was playing it like he was Porky Pig. And
right.
Wesley Uhr and Kathy Coleman from the Saturday morning show.
Yes, I've been trying to reach her. I want her on my show. I've been trying to reach her. I love that show.
Oh,
I've been trying
to
reach Kathy.
To
well, I wished her a happy birthday the other day. I friended her on Facebook. We are Facebook friends, but I don't know if she reads her messages on her messenger. So not a lot of people do, you know? So
yeah.
I'm dying to have her on. I'm a big fan of that show. That was a great show.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm friends with both of them. Yeah.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah.
So,
Wesley,
how many of these have you done, the TV therapy?
We did the first season had six, and now I'm starting the second season when I aired the first one, and I've got more stars lined up. I don't want to say their names yet because it's secret, but I've got very excited about who I've got coming up.
Nice.
So,
and where will everybody be at? Where will we see TV therapy next season?
Everything's on my YouTube channel. So, yeah, I'm just putting it all up there for now.
What's the YouTube channel?
It's Terry Ray. Yeah, Terry Ray. If you find one of the titles, and you'll just see that you can subscribe and see all the stuff that's there. There are some fun stuff up there.
I have to do that. Yes. Oh, I know. Yeah. I saw the trailer and I said, I got to go catch that. How do I see it? I said, I got to see that. Where do I see it? You know, because I love the trailer. The trailer was great.
Dawn's TV therapy episode is terrific. She's so good in it. Yeah, I just love her in that. It's one of the favorite things I've seen her do. I just love it.
So
she's so charming and adorable.
Oh, that's her. That's her. Out of all the actors that you have had work with you from your childhood that you loved, who would you really, really want to work with?
That I haven't worked with yet?
Yes, yes.
I would really like to do something with Barbara Eden.
Oh, that would be fabulous.
I worked with her. I mean, I met her at a party at Don's house, and she was so lovely. And I'm like, oh my God, I want to do something with Barbara Eden. She's amazing. I think she's almost 90. If she's not 90 yet, she's really close. And,
she
but you
looks
would
fabulous.
Never know it. Oh my God, she looks amazing.
When she stopped by here, Terry, I said, you really are a genie because you look like you did the day that, you know, I saw you on TV. You haven't changed a bit.
Yeah.
She's still gorgeous, you know.
Totally.
Oh, pardon me. My throat is very, I'm very groggy tonight. I'm so sorry.
No, no worry. And then I would love Bob Newhart. I think he would be,
that'd be a good one.
A dream.
Yeah.
Dream. And hello, Carol Burnett. Come on.
Oh, God. Yeah. Who wouldn't want to do with Carol, anything with Carol Burnett? I love her. I think we grew up watching the same stuff, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we both had the same background and taste and things. So that's why I was like, I got to talk to this guy.
Yeah.
I got to talk to Terry. We got to hang out.
We'll chat. Yeah.
Definitely. So where do you get your ideas from? I mean, what made you think of She's Still on That Freaking Island? I mean, and it's great. It's perfect title. And just the whole thing. I mean, you were driving, I know, but what made it, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, your titles are so, like, out there, but so right there in your face. You know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say?
I just, yeah.
They're really cool. They're cool titles.
Thanks. I'm lucky. I don't struggle with it. It's writing for me is not hard work.
Nice.
I have to be in a space and then I just turn off every sound that can possibly happen and just get in my space. And before I know it, there's my script. So,
right.
I don't struggle with it. And I'm thankful for that.
Yeah. Thank God. My goodness. Now I got to ask you from here on out sounds very familiar to me. I think I may have seen that. Tell us about that one.
I was very excited to do that show. That was my first time to get to create my own sitcom.
Oh,
and
wow.
It was on a gay network called Here TV. And so I pitched an idea for them. Like, I go to their office and I pitch this idea for a show. And they were like, they said, I like it, but why don't you make fun of us? And I'm like, what? It's like, just spoof us. And I was like, really? Because it's Paul Kolichman is still the head of Here TV, and David Milburn is one of the big wheels, and David really was the one that produced my show. And I, you know, you don't know how far you can go when somebody says spoof me, you know?
Right.
How much can I do here? So right. They told me that it's a sexy, they've only done sexy, uber sexy shows. And they're like, okay, well, you have to have nudity in it. And I'm like, it's a sitcom. I don't want to have nudity. And they're like, but you have to. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to think of a way to make this work for me. And so, I came up with this show about making a really cheesy gay show called Guy Dubai, International Gay Spy. My character, it was basically me, like a writer, trying to write and produce this show for this network with no money. And so it's a bit like 30 Rock, and it's about a show about making a show. But it's also kind of a Tootsie twist, because one of the rules was that I had to have a lead actor who was openly gay. And so that was inside the show rule. And so my character hires this mega hot guy, TJ Hoban. In real life, he's like unbelievably like a sculpture in stone. And his character winds up being straight, and he lied to me. So this super hot guy and I have to pretend to be couples and a couple and convince everybody that we're a couple to keep the show from getting canceled.
Oh, so that sounds good.
So I have like Juliette Mills is in it. And,
I love her. I love Juliette Mills. I love her.
Yeah, I love Juliette.
Nanny Figgerelli.
She was so funny in it.
Nanny Figgerelli.
yes. And Julie Brown is in it.
Wait, Downtown Julie Brown?
No, Julie Brown, Homecoming Queen's Got a Gun.
I'm sorry.
Earth Girls Are Easy.
Yep. Well, that sounds like a great premise too. And you wrote that too, that you created it.
I wrote it and I starred in it. And then to give them the nudity. So in the show, within the show, there always somebody dies in the Guy Dubai episode. So no matter how they die, whether they get shot by a cannon or fall out of an airplane, they wind up a beautiful naked corpse on the ground. So the only time you see them naked is when they're dead. So
there's your nudity.
I gave them their nudity. They're dead people, but they're naked. Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Thinking on your feet. And like you said, it comes easy. Came to you right away, right?
Like, I checked that box. Did it. You guys have your nakedness, but I also have it like it's not like a sex thing. It's just like a funny goof. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think everything sounds great, and I love the people you're working with, and I have to definitely, after I saw the trailer, I have to you're real. I have to go check these out, and I'm hoping to catch at least one tonight. I don't know which one, but I'm gonna let you know. I'm gonna let you know which one. I'm gonna hit you up and tell you which one I liked. And I'm going to tell you why I liked it, so you don't think that I just said, yeah, I watched it. It was good. You know, don't you hate that when you say, oh, so what did you think? It was good. Well, what was good about it? It was good, you know.
Tell
me
why,
then I believe you, you know. You know, tell me why, then I believe you. So anyway, so what are you absolutely doing like right now? You're writing on, so you're working on something new. I know you said you're doing, so I forgot what you said earlier. You're working on season
two. I'm doing therapy right now.
Yeah, season two, right.
Therapy right now. But my main project though has been this play that I wrote and have been acting in. So it's called Electricity, and it's a 2-person play. And it takes place in one hotel room over 4 decades. And it's 2 guys that meet up after their 10th high school reunion. One was super closeted in high school, and the other one is brazenly out. And they wind up sharing a hotel room. This one, the one that's in the closet, he says he has a wife. But anyway, there's a connection with them that first time, and you see them after every reunion, every 10 years for four decades, and you see how they change and the world's changed. And it's a comedy, but it's also it's heavy hitting in times, and it's sexy and fun. And I've been doing it for 4 years until COVID stopped everything. It was like amazing run. We were on our way to off Broadway.
And who's in that?
I am, and one other guy. And right now it's Mel England. And so what's been interesting about that in several ways is we've done it in different cities, but in Palm Springs, this is why I live in Palm Springs right now. We started doing it in Palm Springs in a hotel room because the whole play takes place in a hotel room. So we thought, what if we try it immersively? So the audience is in the hotel room with us, just 20 people at a time. And it is so fun. It's like acting inside a live movie. And the audience loves it. They're like flies on the wall where we just kind of move around the room and act all around them. And then, but that wasn't enough. So we also were doing it in a theater. So who gets to do this? I was doing it in a hotel and a theater all in the same town for 3 years. It's like, it's been such a gift to be able to do this. Except now COVID took away theater. So I just can't wait to get back. And like,
I know, I have a feeling I don't know about on the West Coast, but I'm seeing a lot of stuff out there right now that things are coming back. They actually, my friends at the Prudential Center, they're selling hockey tickets. They're starting the season, or I don't know the start date. I can't recall it, but they will be selling tickets. They're going to be playing hockey there. And
Are they spreading them people out, or are they?
I don't know how they're doing it. I'm sure they're going to do it cautiously, or COVID friendly, whatever you call it. I don't know. You know.
Yeah.
Pandemic friendly. I don't know. What would you call that?
I
don't
know. All of that works.
I got that. I got somebody else. They're going to be, sorry about that. They're going to be touring in 2002. So they think 2000, it sounds like it's going to build up to 2002. I don't know.
22. Yeah. Yeah.
2002. Yes. 22. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't want to go back in time, but sometimes I do. It's better back then.
we could hug people. I know.
Yeah, right.
But it's going to take a while for people to feel comfortable to go to the theater. I know. I heard that they hope to open Hamilton back up on the 4th of July. So
really? I didn't hear that one.
I'd heard. I don't know if it's still – that was a little while ago.
In New York?
So I don't know.
In New York, yeah.
Yeah.
New York is dead, Terry. New York is dead. Oh, my God. There's no one there.
Theater
streets. I don't know what it's like in California, but there's like nothing happening here. Nobody wants to come. I mean, you know, nobody wants to travel. So, you know, a lot of things shutting down. It's crazy. But I don't know. So other than now the play, you got to have something else in the works. I mean, your mind is always spinning. Come on.
Well, I want to write another play. Electricity was my first play, and I've got another play percolating, and I just have to find time to sit down. And I've also been doing, since we've been in this lockdown situation here in California, like I did a series of Zoom shorts. It's been fun. It's like we did these films via Zoom, but like a couple, one was called Zoom Sex. It's a couple who, you know, who aren't in the same house, but they're trying to have sex via Zoom. You know, there's another one that's about Zoom dating, which is called, it's like trying to have a first date over Zoom.
Yeah.
And,
right.
So we did five of them and,
cool.
They, just for fun. And then they got picked up, by Happy TV. And so, that was a surprise that people.
Well, congratulations!
That's
a surprise. Yeah, congrats! Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a little fun thing to do, and I've just been trying to I cleaned my house on the outside. It took me a month. there's a lot of manual labor here, but also did a every year I do this Christmas show in LA called Fruitcake Follies, which I love doing. It's so silly and crazy.
Oh, tell
and
me about it. Is it singing and dancing or?
Yes. And it's completely different every year. And we have the same cast, but we do it in the basement of a Mexican restaurant. There's a theater there. And it, you can't get tickets. It's crazy popular. Celebrities come. It's the first time I did it, I was like, I couldn't get anybody, my friends in, because all the tickets were sold out before I even knew to tell people to buy tickets. So we do it every year, but this year we were going to do it outside, and then things got bad again, so then we wound up filming it, and we got it filmed in time. But so we did that in December.
Wow. I bet you can't wait to get out there and start being performing again. Everybody, it's just been crazy that, you know, can't do anything.
Theater. Yeah.
Yeah.
I miss an audience. It's just, you know.
Yes. Yep.
I'm a theater person. I mean, I do film stuff all the time, but I am a theater person in my bones. Mm. And I miss it, you know.
Well, you are in some great shows, too, that I actually watched a lot of with my kids, Drake and Josh.
I did all the Nickelodeon ones.
I watched a lot of those. Oh my God, we were addicted to those. Oh my God, those shows that were on at the time, they were good.
The Amanda Show, yeah. Did you? Keenan and Kel.
Yeah, I saw that.
All that.
And 7-7
and then
I
did
and Days of Our Lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what was your first gig? I see I'm looking here. I see a bunch of stuff. So which one was your first?
I did some crazy stuff before I actually got my SAG card to do a union thing. But so when I moved to LA, I didn't know anybody, and I just thought I'm just going to be an extra and get my SAG card, because back then you had to have a line to get your SAG card, but you couldn't audition for a line without a SAG card. So it was a catch 22. So I was like, okay, I'm going to just be an extra and get on the set and I'll get my SAG card. So, oh my God, I was a slave. You know, you're a slave. So I did it for months, and I never saw anybody get a line. Not once. And then I was going to be an extra on Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. And I love her. She's so funny. You know, it's like campy funny. So I'm like, okay, I know this is going to be a comedy. But also at the same time at night, I was supposed to do this movie that no one's ever going to hear of called Die Hard. So I'm like, I had a contract to be an extra for a week on Die Hard, and I was like, I don't know what Die Hard's going to be, but I wanted to do Elvira. So I had one night, the first night I could do Elvira, and then I had to do Die Hard. So they were going to burn Elvira at the stake, and they had a little stake for her poodle as well, and they told the crowd to chant "Burn the Witch." And they were really lethargic. It was like, burn the witch, pause, burn the witch. And I'm like, I'm going to go for it. I am going to get fired, or I'm going to get my SAG card. So in the pause, I screamed, burn her and a little dog too. I yelled, cut. Everybody was staring at me. They did a little talking, and then they bring the camera and everything over, and they said, okay, what you just did, let's try that again. And and so I got my SAG card, Cassandra Peterson, Elvira, saw the dailies, and she said, who is he? I love him. I want him here every day. So so I got to work 2 weeks on that, but at the same time, I was supposed to do this Die Hard, and so I was terrible. Joanna was horrible. Like, it was a night shoot, and I had to be a SWAT guy in a SWAT outfit, and then I would just check in, and I would go hide in my truck and sleep, and then in the daytime I would go do Elvira, and then I'd sleep at night. So I wasn't the only person doing this. So one time they rounded everybody up. They realized that a lot of people were in the parking garage and in their cars, and they rounded everybody up, and I did not care. I looked so dead. I was so tired. And the director was yelling that he needed murder. He needed killer types. He said, I need killer types like him, pointing at me, like I'm the killer type. And I had to go do a stunt with a helicopter for Die Hard.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's how I got my SAG card.
That's great. I loved it. As soon as you said it, I was like, oh, that's a keeper. We're keeping that. That's a take. And your little dog, too. Perfect. Oh, you got to tell me about My Sister Is So Gay, because you got Lonnie's in that, right? Lonnie Anderson?
Yes, yes.
I love her. Go ahead, tell me about that. I want to see him dying.
I love Lonnie so much. Okay, so my friend Wendy Michaels and I, Wendy and I were both students of Charles Nelson Reilly, and we've been friends ever since. And she came to me and she said, let's write a show together. And I was really busy, and I was like, I was writing a bunch of TV movies and stuff. And I was like, Wendy, I don't have time. And she's like, no, no, we got to do this. So I'm like, okay. So we did. We wrote this show called My Sister's So Gay. And I said, we cannot think about casting until we've done the script. And, yeah. And so we wrote a mother role for us to be the star, like a star. And and so when it was done, she's like, okay, so who should we cast as the mother? And I hadn't thought about it. And I just said, Lonnie Anderson. And she said, that's it. It's like, do you know her?
Wow.
I'm like, well, kind of. I did do a sitcom that she was in. And we met. And I knew she was friends with Charles. So we had this Charles connection, Charles Nelson Reilly. So
yeah.
I thought, well, I'm going to send her a clip of us in the sitcom to her agent with the script. And maybe. And the next day, Lonnie calls me and goes, this is exactly what I want to do. Of course, I remember you. And yes, yes. And she has been completely supportive of everything. I mean, she did not make much money doing this show. And we've done two seasons of it. And she's been amazing. And every single actor that we got, I have a great cast. It was our first choice. Tilke Jones plays my hot, inexplicably hot, why do I have a hot boyfriend? That's a whole part of the storyline. And he does all kinds of TV movies. Like if you watched a Hallmark TV movie, he's Deborah Wilson. You know, Deborah Wilson was on Mad TV. She did the amazing Oprah Winfrey impersonations and Whitney on Crack impersonations.
I love that show. I'm sure I remember
Deborah
it.
Deborah Wilson is brilliantly funny. And I have Ray Dong Chong in it.
Really?
So,
oh, I know Deborah Wilson. Yes, 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 yes. No, she's hysterical. Yes, yes.
She's
oh, my God.
Crazy
she's
funny.
Yes, she did. Oh, no, that wasn't. I was thinking of the other thing. That was one of the Wayans sisters that did maybe it was her doing the Whitney. I remember doing Whitney, yeah.
Oh, no, it was Deborah doing Whitney. She did Whitney all the time.
It had
funny
to be her. Yeah. No, she's hysterical. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ray Dawn Chong, oh, my God, I haven't seen her in a while.
She's great. I mean, I can't believe my cast. And I was like, oh, my God, I love doing this show. And we all love working together. And, you know, we it's on Amazon Prime, so people can watch My Sister So Gay on Amazon Prime. But Lonnie has become a very good friend, and she's the best. She's so smart. Lonnie is very smart, and she's just so naturally gifted with comedy. It's just a thrill to work with her. I love it.
Well, the clip I saw, I didn't see. I don't want to say anything because I don't want to give it away. What is there a sister in it?
Yeah, my sister. Yes, yes.
I saw it looked like you may have been playing the gay role, or no?
I'm gay. My character is gay.
I didn't know if it was when it says my sister is so gay that you were actually the sister. That's what I mean. And I didn't want to give it away if that was the case.
No. My sister is ultra conservative and comes to live with me, though she does not approve of gay people, but she doesn't realize that she's completely gay. She's the only one that doesn't know it.
Right.
We all know she's gay, but she just doesn't get it.
Who plays that role?
Oh, Wendy Michaels. She's my friend.
Oh,
that
that's Wendy. Okay, yes.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, it's been a long, short week already. It's only Wednesday, right? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's been a crazy week.
It has. Crazy week. So what does Terry do on the weekends these days?
Well, I have a little pod of friends here that I hang with, and we just play games and go to the pool. It's Palm Springs, after all. We go to the pool at night, sit in the hot tub and talk. So that's our nights.
Nice.
And then
it's always nice
there,
right? Palm Springs, they don't have winter, right? I mean, not freezing or anything. It's always nice there, right?
Not, to us, it's cold because we know.
Well,
we're
what is it, 40, 50, and it's cold?
Well, if it gets to 40, then you'll see us all in parkas. Yeah. No, it's
You're from Ohio. You should be good with that.
Not anymore.
Come on. My God, we found you in a hole of snow. You could handle
That's
anything.
That's no more. When I go visit my mom, I literally wear a winter coat in the house. I just can't even. Because it's always Christmas time when I'm going back home. And I'm like,
right.
I have a coat on, and then when I go outside, I put another coat on. I'm like, I have two coats on. It's like, I am so cold when I go back to Ohio.
Yeah, well, it's funny. I said to myself, if I ever left New Jersey, I would have to come back at Christmas time just to have that winter feel, right? How long you think that would be before it got old? And then I would give up on that.
A week of winter a year is plenty. And like right now I can be laying by the pool and I'll look up at the mountains and I go, oh, look, there's snow up there. That's good enough. I'm happy. Just saw some snow.
Right. Oh God, we're getting killed this year. Crazy snow. Oh my God.
Yeah, you are.
I know. Then Texas,
my mom
that's
talked
crazy.
About how cold it was in Ohio.
Texas,
that's insane.
Yeah, Ohio too, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Craziness.
But Texas,
craziness.
That's awful. Those people had to put up with, deal with
yeah.
that or still dealing with the water part. Awful.
I think they are. I actually haven't seen any TV in the last 2 days, so I don't know. But
I think water is still a bad thing.
I know it's not good, but Terry, I love talking to you tonight. Thank you so much. And if there's anything,
thank you for having me.
Where can people reach you other than the YouTube channel? Is there any way anybody can? You
have
a website.
Yeah, I have a website, Terry Ray, TerryRayTV. That's
Got
my website.
It. Got it.
And you can find me on Facebook and, oh, my God, I don't know my Instagram handle. I'm so bad at it. But I'm there. I'm also on as Terry Ray on Twitter as well. But I'm just the most social thing I do, social online thing is Facebook. I do keep up with Facebook, but my website, you can write me there too. So
cool.
That's good.
Well, everybody,
but you can,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, check out the YouTube channel and subscribe and you'll see these new TV therapies coming and I think you'll enjoy.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to tell everybody. I was just going to say the same thing. Everybody, go check out Terry Ray. Go check out his TV therapy. I mean, she's still on that freaking island with Dawn Wells. That should be a pisser. Okay. I got to see that so bad. My Sister Is So Gay. That's another one. And Gaydar. I definitely got to check that one out, too. I got to check them
Gaydar.
All out. Yep.
Jim J. Bullock is in Gaydar too. If you remember Jim J. from
Oh, nice.
From Too Close
cool.
for Comfort. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, that's cool. Well, you have a lot of fun for sure. Look at you, party guy with all these people. You have a blast hanging out with these folks, right? You must have a great time.
I do. It's really.
I can only imagine.
I'm so lucky.
Yes. Yep.
So
yep.
I'm thankful,
blessed,
grateful,
right?
And I'm having fun.
Yep, absolutely. Well, Terry, again, thank you so much. It was great talking to you, and I'm glad we finally connected. It's been like over a month or more that we talked about doing this, and, you know, it got crazy. I'm so sorry. And you got crazy, too,
no,
I think, right?
Fine. Yeah.
Didn't you get busy? You got
too,
busy.
So it's great. Yeah,
good.
Been busy. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, everybody, Terry Ray. Check him out on YouTube. He's got his YouTube channel, or go to his website, terryray.tv, and have a great time. If I can't wait to check it out, I think I need that to unwind tonight. I'm going to go. Which one do you suggest I watch, Terry? I need to have a good time and just relax and think about nothing but watching something funny.
Just watch
and
the
enjoying
tonight.
It. Try that one.
Radar.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to check it out.
But that's a 20-minute commitment. If you want a shorter commitment, have you seen the freaking islands? If you've not seen the freaking islands, you might want to check those out. But or if you really just want a little 5 or 6 minutes, just go TV Therapy Marianne. That's Dawn Wells' episode. Mm. And you'll love it. You'll love it.
I think that's not too long to – I need a long time to wind down, so I might catch them all.
They're all short.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying. I'm gonna have the time because I really need to just I need to chill. I need
and From
think.
Here on Out is also on Amazon Prime. From Here on Out,
Prime
as well.
Yes, yes. Well, great, great. Well, thank you again, Tara. It was great talking to you, and we'll keep in touch, please.
Yes, please, Joanne. I'd love it. Okay, so nice to get
you
to talk with
you. Thank you.
Goodbye.
It was a pleasure speaking to you. Bye, Terry. Everybody, Terry Ray, check him out on YouTube. Bye-bye, hon. Take care. Check him out on YouTube, and you can see all those great, funny shows that he's created. And like I said, I saw the his reel, and I saw snippets of each one of these, and they all look so funny to me. And so I'm going to check out at least one to two of them tonight. No, maybe three now that I'm seeing the other one. Yeah, I definitely want to do the Gilligan's Island. I want to see she's still on that freaking island. I want to see that one. And, the Gator. I got to check that one out. And what's the other one? Oh, My Sister Is So Gay, because that's got Lonnie Anderson in it. So I got to check that one out, too. So, well, everybody, thank you so much. I hope you had a good time. I did. And, you know, could have been doing anything. And you're hanging with me. So thank you so much. It's so cool. I appreciate it. I'm enjoying myself, and I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves as well. So what do we got coming up? What's today? Wednesday? And do we have any? You know what, guys? It's been... Oh, excuse me. Hold on a moment. I'm sorry. You guys know I'm dying here. I apologize. So what do we got going on? Oh, we do have something happening this week. I'm sorry. The 27th, Saturday, I'm going to do the music recap for all the guests that we had on. I love doing that because I get to hear the music and sit back and enjoy it and just listen to it and really, really enjoy it. So, and Chrissy Poland is on the 28th. Pardon me. And, March is looking good. March is looking good. You guys are going to be really surprised. We have some big, big guests coming. I cannot wait to talk to all of them. And our calendar is probably going to be, what's today? The 28th? 24th. I'm sorry. 24th. I got that. So I think maybe the weekend of, before the weekend of the 1st. We'll see. Anyway, you don't need to hear talking about, how I'll probably never get to it. So so let's see. What do we want to do? What do we got here? We got, what's today? Wednesday. Weekend's coming. Let's do weekend. All right, everybody. Have a good weekend. Take care. And we'll see you Sunday. Bye-bye. Chrissy Poland on Sunday.